Fellas, y'all get side by side on that black line. On the black line.
It's all business inside the Base Barber Shop. Black lines on the floor are where men like 26-year-old Orlando Novaro line up, waiting to get their head shaved.
I'm used to just having a bald head anyways.
Everybody on the black line. Thank you.
Novaro is a college graduate and is much older than the average 20-year-old Air Force recruit, but he said he finally got the support from his family and his fiance to enlist.
It's just something I always wanted to do. I just always felt like I wanted to do it. Just kind of like a little kid, you always want to play a warrior. Well, this isn't playing anymore.
Put your cards away, fellas.
This haircut, one of the first stages of basic training, will transform him and hundreds of other trainees into airmen.
Oh, our job is just to cut their hair and get them ready to go to clonation. They're off into the Air Force.
This is Lester J. West. He's been here day in and day out for 51 years cutting hair. He exhibits the rigid routine the men are exposed to at basic.
You don't keep them lined up, things slow down. They got 30 minutes to get in here and get out. They got stuff scheduled for them all the time. You throw them behind, they'll be behind all day.
Colleague Melissa Hutchinson keeps a firm tone with the men too.
Pretty much so. You have to be kind of direct, give them some direction because they're kind of clueless.
But like West, she is not as stern as she appears to the nervous young enlistees. From mohawks to blue and pink hair.
I've seen everything I think you can imagine. I can imagine back in Mr. West's days, you know, the Beatles-style haircuts, all that came in.
West says despite their fear, the men are eager to take their place. It's a rite of passage.
They look forward to this. They know what they're going to get when they get here. Let's go. Have a seat. Get your glasses off.
After three haircuts in 8 weeks, the airmen will be off to do their service. And West will be right here doing his service for his country.
Next man, let's go. Green shirt.
Ryan Boyd, Texas Public Radio News.